Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu today. It's Michigan's greatest educational website. We always like to start our program out with a visitor from Kirtland Community College. Today is no exception. Scott Rice from the art department at Kirtland Community College is joining us. Scott, I know you're always in a great mood because you get to help develop people's artistic talents.
Oh, yes. I love my job. That's the best way to put it. I get to work with people from dual-enrolled high school students up to senior citizens who are finding that new passion since they moved up and retired into Northern Michigan.
And we've seen plenty of their artwork is dramatic, exciting, thrilling, a lot of out-of-the-box stuff. You seem to foster anybody's different talents. It's really a wonderful program you've got going at the art department at Kirtland Community College.
Well, I greatly appreciate those compliments. I just love what I do. Like I said, those kids become my kids, and I want to see them succeed and make their dreams come true with their artistic talents.
You know, last time we had you in studio a little while ago, Scott, we were talking about all the varied dimensions of the art department, you know, which includes CAD and web design and all these things that really offer a lot of your art department students a way to make a great living.
Yes, we've been very fortunate. We follow the traditional trend of artists need to know a little bit about everything. If you look at the great artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo, they were skilled in many different facets, not only artistically, but mentally just as well. And we try to do the exact same thing to help our students build a portfolio that meets their needs and allows them to take on the different careers, whether it's product design, interior design, graphic design, or industrial design or illustration, fine art, ceramics, all photography, all these different types of things. There's so many different opportunities, and the art world is just growing for job offers and everything. I just sat down with a student just recently, and we went on to one of the websites, and we found 1,250 online full-time positions for an artist in all different areas, whatever they choose. So today is the great day to get started in your artistic career.
Yeah, I hadn't given it a lot of thought until we had you on, like I said, a month or so ago. And there's so many, and it's such a beautiful thing to be able to bring art back into commerce and vice versa, where people truly can make a living doing the things that they love.
Oh, yes. And we are very fortunate. We are making our transition up to the Grayling campus with our brand new facility. The college gave me full rein to be able to design a department that would meet the students' needs. And they listened to everything that I requested. And the students are getting the top-notch stuff. It's just so wonderful to see all this. So since the college invested so much into it, I even have taken some of my own financial stability and created an endowment to dedicate to my parents that how they put their backing behind me and took a chance to allow me to become an artist. We'll have the Rice Endowment to help out future generations of artists continue to grow. That's just how powerful Kirtland is that I just had, like I said, had to help out just as well since the college is putting so much time and effort into this new facility.
Well, it is a beautiful facility. I haven't toured the art department yet. I can't wait to do so when we have the ribbon cutting coming up shortly. And I'm going to spend a lot of time in that building because I can just imagine some of the things that you've put in there to help expand your students' artistic vision.
Not only do we get all new studios and everything, the college also built us an adjacent gallery. So hopefully during that opening ceremony, not only will you see a few of my artworks and our other instructor, Randy Dodgson, who not only teaches wood sciences, but is an accomplished artist and graduate from CCS down in Detroit, her work as well. She teaches our computer art classes. I hope to bring back some of our top graduates from last year who didn't get the graduation or the exposure because of the COVID events going on, and let the public really see what our top graduates last year produced and be amazed by it.
Well, I have been amazed by it. It was eye-opening what's coming out of that art department. Scott, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit of some of the surprising or noteworthy successes some of your graduates have had?
Well, currently this year alone, we had Anna Parks, who now has a full-time position at the Copy Express in downtown Grayling with her graphic design skills. Sean Witherspoon, who not only graduated with an Associate of Fine Arts degree, but also an Associate of Business, is now going to be our social media director at Grayling Community College. He'll be able to help out, our assistant, and be able to help out with this. And then our three other graduates that are going down to Kendall College of Art and Design, Taylor LaCrosse and Dakota, they are going to be going to Kendall, and they got full ride tuition to Kendall College of Art and Design. And then Megan Shalabad, she actually had a solo show up at Artisan Village, and she has a full ride everything to Kendall College Design as the top transfer student coming in there. Dakota and Megan will be going medical illustration, while Taylor is going to be focusing on traditional illustration as well as character design.
Just, it's so cool. I don't want to sound like I'm repeating myself, but it's just marvelous what's coming out of the Kirtland Community College Art Department. And we are now open for enrollment for the fall semester. Isn't that right, Scott?
Yes. And again, if you are just a beginning artist or just out of high school, not knowing what to do, or that there's even jobs. Many students don't go into art because they didn't know that there was a job available once they graduate or what they're supposed to do. You can gladly sign up. And then if we do have adult interest people that, hey, I'm retired, I'd like to learn how to paint or draw, feel free to come in. You are graded on your ability, not anybody else's, and everyone can grow as an artist. If my dogs would not chew on the pencils, I could teach them to be artists as well.
That I believe. I 100% believe that. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure there's a ton of examples of the successful artwork and adjunct programs coming out of the art department at Kirtland Community College. Kirtland.edu and find the art department tab.
Oh, yep. And then you can also at any time, my name is Scott Rice. I do have my own Facebook page that is open to the public. If you'd like to view any of the past art shows, I have them in my photo albums for people to view. And you can actually see some of my own artwork to actually believe, going, hey, he does know how to do art. I could learn from him.
Scott, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Oh, thank you so much. I always look forward when I'm invited here. I have a great time talking with you, and I love talking about my students and their artwork.
That's very apparent. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. However, I am live in the studio this morning with Toby Neal from the Crawford County Commission on Aging. Good morning, Toby. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Yeah.
We were just talking in the hallway. You've got a lot of updates for the CCCOA.
Yeah, a ton of updates. We are opening back up fully in August. So
thank the Lord.
Yeah, pretty excited yeah. about that. We're opening up fully. We're still trying to keep things as safe as we can. So we're asking if you haven't been vaccinated to go ahead and keep wearing a mask. We're asking people to sanitize, but most, if not all, of our activities are coming back. So.
Yeah, I got to imagine that most of the citizens that use the CCCOA have been vaccinated. They were the first ones allowed to be vaccinated.
Right.
And the vaccination rate in our area is pretty high.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And we're seeing a lot of that. So we're excited for that. And
so talk about the activities that are returning and, people who haven't been there or are now just getting a little bit more elderly and have the opportunity to take advantage of all the great stuff that goes on at the Crawford County Commission on Aging.
We opened up partially in June. And then so we had a few activities going. We had a Bible study. We've got pantry bingo. We had some of those things going in June, but starting next week, all of our tabletop activities are coming back. So all the people that played euchre and pinochle and pochino and those tabletop games are going to be able to come back, sit down with each other again, face to face, enjoy those types of activities. The great thing for us is we're kind of straddling the fence on where we're doing these activities.
Right.
Voters voted for us to get a new facility. That's in the works. We are actively...
Is that being built or...?
It's, right now, it's still in the planning phases. Everything got put on hold with COVID.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. You know how that everything
because
went
because of COVID.
Yeah, the famous phrase.
Right.
But we're able to use that new, the soon-to-be new facility for our motion activities, for our fitness activities.
All right.
So all of our tabletop, things like that, are going to be at the Lawndale existing senior center where we've been at for decades.
Sure, right.
But we're moving all
right
of
behind
our,
Burger King.
Yep, right on Lawndale Street, 308 Lawndale Street. But we're moving our fitness activities out to the new building just east of Grayling on 72.
Okay.
So we're just past like Upper Lakes and Grayling Car Care on the left out there if you're heading out east.
Okay.
So we're doing...
I don't know if I've noticed a building out there.
Yeah, you'll have to go check it out. It's huge, 10,000 square feet building.
I will do that.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a lot of cool things going on. And stay tuned. Actually, we're planning a community event coming up out there in September, so we're
good.
Hoping to have
like
live...
a ribbon cutting kind of thing.
Yeah, possibly. We want to update everybody. We want to do some live music. We want to have a fun activity for people to see the place.
Yeah, well, maybe we should come out there and broadcast live.
I think that's a possibility for sure. So for our fitness activities out there, we've got a couple exciting things going on. Monday and Tuesday, we have some new dance classes going on.
We have
solo ballroom dancing, and then we have basic ballet. And those are being offered to us through some of the dance studios here locally.
Cool.
So we're pretty excited to have that on board. I myself am going to be teaching a Jerry Fit program on Wednesdays and Fridays.
That's geriatric fitness.
Yeah. We receive,
not me.
You look fit enough.
Thank you for that. Here's a dollar.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate the money. We received a grant to afford to be able to become a licensed facility for Jerry Fit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's a national recognized program.
So you had to be certified to do it.
Yep, and we're excited to offer that out there Wednesdays and Fridays. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Munson Rehabs doing a stretch to fitness class for us out
there.
So all week long, Monday through Friday, you can go and do some type of fitness activity there for older adults.
Fantastic. And then we got meals coming back.
Yes. Dinner is opening back up for us in August. We're going to do dinner on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 4:30 to 5:30 in the evening.
Oh, people are going to really enjoy that. I know you've been supplying people meals at their homes, and it's just going to take a little more stress off the staff. Great to have people back dining together.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Dinner was a focal point for us there. And we're great. It's great to have it come back.
Yeah,
we are. We have a new nutrition manager, and so we're revamping the menu. We're open for suggestions. We're kind of asking people to come try the dinners, give us your feedback, see what else we can improve on, to serve them.
Sure.
So we're pretty excited for all of those things to be ramping back up. It went from not being able to be together to just fully being together.
No, it's so important. For our aging community to be able to band and bond together again.
Yeah.
People start, we've been out and about for a little bit up here, But to have that community center of at the CCCOA is such a center piece,
right,
for you know, our over 50, over 60 community.
Yeah, it's been great for me. I'm new to it. I've only been there for a couple months,
right?
But seeing more and more people coming in, the volunteer work that goes on there is just incredible.
Yeah, how are we doing on volunteers?
Well, we're always looking for more,
right?
But I am absolutely blown away with everybody's, how they give their time and their talents and their service there. It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, the outreach in the community is fantastic, and but I know that there was some hiccups with volunteers just because of COVID and everything else. What are the requirements to be a volunteer, if any?
Yeah, well, they need to come down, and there's a way they can sign up, and they can fill out a questionnaire, see what they want to do, where we can plug them in, and basically, it's the same standards for us that we have at the facility itself. So if you're not vaccinated, we require you
to wear a mask,
you know, those types of things. But we just had a long standing meal driver retire. We did a retirement party for him, and it was just interesting listening to those stories. And we've got lots of opportunities, especially with all these activities and stuff opening up. You know, we're always looking for people to help lead. Personally, I'm looking for someone that would be interested in teaching Jerry Fit. Our license allows for us to have another licensed instructor.
Cool.
I'd love for somebody to come on board if they want to do that, and we can certify them and have them do those types of things.
And, of course, you have a fantastic website.
Yep. They can go visit that and check out all of those things at CrawfordCOA.org.
Right. Now, Toby, just fantastic news that the CCCOA is back open, and I can't wait to see the new facility.
Yeah, thanks. We'll make sure that we send an invite and have you guys come down.
What's the phone number over there?
The phone number is 989-348-7123.
That's right. Toby Neal from the Crawford County Commission on Aging, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll be back after these words. From our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivering a delicious breakfast. Huevos Rancheros today, it was fabulous. Well, it's great to have you back, Debbie. It was the Trout Fest was a huge success after not being able to have it the last year, and now we're going to do the same thing with the Kalkaska County Fair, August 4th through the 7th. So tell us what the schedule of events looks like.
Well, it is jam-packed full. We have so many things going on that we haven't before, including four nights of arena events. Wednesday night, we welcome the West Michigan Pullers in with their truck tractor and semi-pull. And we've got Derek St. Holmes in concert on Thursday.
Cool.
Y'all remember the Ted Nugent hit Hey Baby? That was Derek. He wrote the song, and he recorded the lead vocals on several of Nugent's songs.
Stranglehold.
So we've got him in. Yep, Stranglehold. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So we've got on Friday night an IPRA, which stands for the International Professional Rodeo Association, World Championship Rodeo, coming into the Rocking Horse Arena there on the fairgrounds. And we're going to follow that up with the Kaiser Boys Motorsports bringing Motors and Mayhem into the Derby Arena on Saturday. And that is just the beginning of what we have on schedule.
Well, that's a fantastic featured events throughout the week. And then, you know, having taken a year off from it, I don't recall some of the standard events. So why don't you run down some of those for our listeners?
You betcha. So beginning this coming Monday afternoon, we do have our 4-H livestock animals are in. And there will be a variety of shows going on for those all the way through Thursday when the 4-H auction happens. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we have the exhibit hall. We're running cash bingo, beer tent, lots of games and activities happening on Midway with Native Amusement. And on Thursday, we have our senior day, so we want all of the senior citizens in the area to come on out enjoy a free breakfast on us from 8 to 10 a.m. And then we've got some other fun activities planned up until noon. Friday is Kids Day. And we have a lot of fun, kind of like the old-fashioned carnival games, all
right.
Free of charge, lots and lots of little prizes to be won, kids' scavenger hunt where each child in the age category could win a little bit of cash at the end of the week. We have our exhibit hall, so all the local crafters and bakers and brew crafters can submit their handicrafts and their wares, and we have them judged. We give a premium for our blue ribbon and red ribbon winners, and we have a flea market set up on Saturday. We have vendors on the fairgrounds. Oh, boy, I know I'm going to forget something, but that is a long list.
And you're going to have the food trailers as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And we have the fair itself has a concessions barn.
Okay.
It's like a bright red barn. You won't be able to miss that. And then we've got all the favorite carnival food, you know, the corn dogs and the cotton candy. And, well, I don't know if cotton candy classifies as food, but...
Or elephant ears.
Yes. Always
yeah,
a favorite.
Yeah, always a favorite. And are we having midway rides?
Yep, that's with Native Amusements. They're
okay.
A new outfit. It just got started up a couple years ago, but he's been going gangbusters, and so we're pleased to have them on board.
So the whole kit and caboodle is back on at the Kalkaska County Fairgrounds, August 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. What is basic admission, Debbie?
There is no entry fee. We pride ourselves
on
do not charge to get our gate fee. So you can come in and just look at the animals and look at the exhibit hall, zero charge.
That is a cheap day. What about the entertainment that we talked about Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night?
The arena events, none of them are more than $10 for an adult ticket.
Okay, there you go.
All tickets are available just at the gate. We do have the Garrett St. Holmes tickets available through our website, but they're just at the will call list. So
right.
But everything else, not more than $10 for an adult ticket.
Yeah, what is the seating for Derek? Is there a worry that he could sell out?
Probably not. Our arena holds quite a few. It's bleacher seating.
Okay.
And even if we were to sell out all of the bleacher seating, there would be space if we needed it for people to bring lawn chairs
or
something. But that I would love for that to be. That'd be a really good problem to have.
Well, Derek is a Michigan rock and roll legend, so it'll be good to have him as part of the Kalkaska County Fair. Do we have a website? I know you've got a presence on Facebook, Deb.
Sure do. So you just go to Kalkaska County Fair Online.com, and that is where you will find all things fair.
Kalkaska County Fair Online.com. All right. Great to have you back, and we'll see you out there at the fair August 4th through the 7th.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, and we're looking forward to it. Everybody buckle up for a fantastic 4 days of fun.
We will be ready. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered a delicious breakfast, as I said it, Huevos Rancheros. It was delicious. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. On the phone with me is my good friend Jake Robinson, who is the founder and producer of Hoxieville Music Festival. Jake, good morning. How are you?
Great, JC. How are you doing?
Thanks a bunch. On the rock and roll side, you and I have been working together for a few years on promoting Hoxieville Music Festival, but for some of our audience that really doesn't know much about it, tell them a little bit about how long Hoxieville's been going and how you've grown it.
Sure. Well, it started out kind of just as a musician's party. I'm one of the musicians. I play in a band called Airborne or Aquatic, and so, you know, 18, 20 years ago, it kind of just started as a back porch party with a bunch of my friends' bands, and And then the next year we did it at a resort over here called Coyote Crossing. And we did that for about 8 years before we moved to the current site here on the farm. And, in the first 10 years, I guess it just really took off kind of organically until we kind of went to the next level with production and bringing in more national talent and those kinds of things.
The really cool thing is like Billy Strings is your headliner this year, but with Billy Strings and Green Sky Bluegrass and some of these bands have started as really not, you know, local entities, and you've seen their careers skyrocket.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Green Sky and Billy for sure stepping in it with Josh Davis going on The Voice. And then, you know, a lot of that, I think that, you know, kind of the rising tides lift all ships model has certainly been, been a great thing. And we've been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time for that kind of thing.
And the setting that you have at the camp at Hoxieville is such a communal affair that's really turned into kind of like a love-in.
It has. And it's, you know, when we started, not a lot of us had kids, and now we all do pretty much. So it's become more of a family-centered event for those reasons. We're still very focused on the entertainment, but we also, focus on the kids area and giving the kids stuff to do during the day and just engaging the families and the young families in the way that, you know, shows them a good time and exposes them to a bunch of great music, too.
Yeah, it's great. I know there's a lot of the fans, the campers, the festival attendees all have a love of music. A lot of them bring their own guitars, and then you have impromptu jams at firesides. All of it's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big part of the spirit here is that, you don't have to be a headliner to partake in the enjoyment of music, and I think that we all share that kind of common thread. And yeah, like you said, you see that in the campgrounds when the show's let out. There's little picking circles popping up everywhere after the show's let out. And so it's a really cool, fun atmosphere if you're into music. And it's kind of a tribe of people that are all kind of on the same page that way.
So where is Hoxieville?
So we're located halfway in between Cadillac and Manistee, just a little bit south of there on off M37 in Wellston. And so, about 40 minutes, I guess, south of Traverse City, 20 minutes from Cadillac, and about 30 from Manistee.
Right. And what are this year's dates again, Jake?
So we're 8/13, August 13th through the 15th.
Right. And I know that you, one of the things we wanted to get out today is that you just announced day passes are available. Up until now, you had to buy the whole weekend package. So talk about, are there weekend packages still available, number one?
Yeah, there's still camping available. The day passes don't include camping, but folks can come in and enjoy the shows from gates open until gates close about 11:30 or midnight each night. And can, take advantage of all the food vendors and the beer tents and all that stuff here we've got going.
Yeah, very briefly, Jake, speak about that. So you have a beer tent, you have food vendors, so it's really easy for somebody to go all day long, get out there at noon, enjoy a whole day of music, have a few beers, enjoy some great food, and then go home.
Absolutely, and we see that a lot, a big local base of people here in the 20-30 mile radius that come for the day. But we do, like I said, a few thousand people will come and camp and stay here on site for the weekend, too. So it's a cool opportunity for everybody to get together and have a good time.
So you go to Hoxieville.com to get either the daily passes or the weekend passes with camping. Will there be walk-up availabilities?
Certainly for day passes. We'll see how the next couple weeks go here on camping tickets, but there are still some camping tickets available, so we'll see how that shakes out and whether there's anything available at the gate there, but there'll certainly be day passes available.
Well, I just wanted to get you on Northern Focus. You and I chat quite a bit on Q100 on the JC in the Afternoon show, but this is a great opportunity for people to experience a musical festival atmosphere in their own backyards that really is kind of hard to find nowadays.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something special, and we're grateful that things opened back up and that, we were able to do things as normal. We thought we were going to be under capacity restrictions and all that kind of thing when we started. So it's been a real blessing that we were later in the summer and got in the spot we were in.
Yeah. So all we got to do now is keep our finger crossed for great weather, because we know we're going to have great music, great food, and great beverages. So Jake Robinson from Hoxieville.com, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
You bet, JC. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Visit kirtland.edu today to do something for your future that you can be proud of. Jerry Cohen in studio on the phone with Jason Hawkins from the band Stonehenge, and they are going to be playing at Trestle Park on August 5th. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
How are you, Jerry? It's great to be here.
No, thanks for taking the time out to do this. We were just talking off air that you have your first album coming out, and it's been, at least the first single, has been produced by our own J-Bo Billman.
That's true. The whole album was produced by J-Bo. We've been working on it, I guess the writing and the recording, for a better part of a year now. October 30th, we're going to be releasing it at Union Street here in Traverse City. We're getting pretty good response from the five or six songs we've been playing at our shows. So I believe you guys are playing New Day right now, and you can expect to hear five or six at the show on August 5th.
Yeah, we're happy to break new rock and roll. That's what we do around here. So talk a little bit about the genesis of Stonehenge. You were talking off air that you've been through a couple permutations and now got to have a six-piece band together.
Yeah, we started out as kind of a cover band. We were a four-piece, a lead guitar, myself as a rhythm and a bass player and a drummer. I brought in a really good keyboard player, Billy Policastro, that I knew. Brought him on board, and we started as a cover band, and then we were starting to gain some traction around Traverse City, and then the pandemic hit, so we went into the writing room. Mike Swagger, my lead guitar player, and Billy and I, and we wrote about 15 songs. We decided on 10 that we're going to put on the album. And then we were lucky enough to have John Wall join up with us. He's a really good guitar player out of Chicago, and Sterling Hill's our new drummer. And things have been really taking off and going great. Excited to have J-Bo on board. I've known J-Bo for about 20 years now. Anytime you can get a Grammy award-winning artist on your album to produce it, you're doing good things. So we're very happy to have him on board.
Well, we're very happy that he could help you guys produce this album. So it's 10 original tunes?
Yes, sir.
That is fantastic. Now, you mentioned the single New Day that we're starting to play here on Q100. What's the name of the album?
The name of the album is going to be Embrace the Rock. We're kind of, you know, taking off the Stonehenge vibe a little bit. As we were talking off here, all big fans of the movie Spinal Tap, and for the kids that are out there listening, if they haven't seen it yet, it's an older mockumentary, a really funny picture of a rock and roll band. But anyway, we're kind of taking off that, and too often when we go around and see bands play or other musicians play, people we felt were missing good old-fashioned rock and roll, but you know, we weren't seeing it very often around here, so we've gone back to our roots. Classic rock, Bob Seger, Tom Petty kind of sound, and we're just going out there and rocking as hard as we can every time we play.
And the next time, I don't know if you guys are playing between now when we record this and August 5th, so what's your concert schedule like from this point going forward, Jason?
We are not playing a full band show. We just played Hofbräu out in Interlaken for the first time last Friday. We're playing Thirsty Fish in August a couple times in September. I said we have the CD release at Union Street Station. We're talking to, you know, some of the casinos right now, start playing some of those gigs over the winter. And then we have a few shows at Incredible Moe's, you know, January, March, April-ish. And we're always looking for new gigs and looking to get out there and play some more in different locations and venues. So we're excited. Like I said, we were a new band right before the pandemic hit. We were starting to gain some traction, and then obviously there were no performances for a while. But now that we're getting out and back and around, I think our name's starting to come back out there, and we're happy to be playing some rock and roll. We're happy to come down to Trestle Park, you know, just to have that venue and, you know, all of the businesses and the volunteers that support that and the individual donations that come out there. And we're happy to be back there in the Houghton Lake Prudenville area. And we're just, like I said, high energy rock, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to get out there and letting people hear our music and hear the way we play some of these covers.
I was going to say, I assume that your live show is a mix of new tunes and covers.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people will be surprised. Be a lot of songs that they haven't heard before or haven't heard a cover band do before. We like to take popular artists and do some of the songs that you don't hear every time you go to a bar or a nightclub. We like to do some of the harder songs and some of the songs that people may have forgotten about, and we're bringing them back. An example would be like the old Georgia Satellites tune, Keep Your Hands to Yourself. We started playing that, and people were, very excited to hear that, because they don't really hear that often anymore, you know. Just that good old-fashioned rock, in-your-face rock and roll, that's what we're about.
Well, that's what Q100's all about. You know, we play the deep cuts and the songs that got stopped playing on the radio a long, long time ago. That's what made us famous.
Well, yeah, that's what we're about. Like I said, there's a lot of great bands out there, but they're doing the same old Mustang Sallies every week, and we try to stay away from that. We try to do the Bob Seger tunes that maybe somebody hasn't heard, you know?
Exactly. That's that's rock and roll. Rock and roll should be surprising. Here we go, old-time rock and roll by Bob Seger. Nothing wrong with that song, but I don't know if I have to hear it again.
No, that's why we kind of went the Roll Me Away route, and I enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite Bob Seger tunes of all time, so the folks can expect to hear that one August 5th and a couple other ones.
That's fantastic stuff. So that's all happening at Trestle Park on August 5th. Of course, that is a free show. I believe you guys start at 7, isn't that right?
That is correct, yep.
7 to
right
9.
Right on the corner of M55 and M18.
Yep, M55 and M18, free show. Bring your chairs, bring your blankets. You can bring coolers and rock out to Stonehenge with a new mix of great new original tunes and unusual covers. And listen for it, the brand new song New Day here on Q100. We'll be playing it here and there, and we'll probably do something for your CD release party at Union Street as well, Jason.
Yep, I've been talking to J-Bo about that, and he might make a special appearance on the album itself, breaking out his old six strings. So we'll be sure to make sure you guys are well aware of that.
Yeah, we're going to keep in touch with Stonehenge, but catch him for free on August 5th at Trestle Park. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing everybody, and the band is more than happy to hang out and talk to folks after and before the show.
There you go. You get your feet on the ground with the next new big band out of Northern Michigan. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Pig delivered us a delicious breakfast.